cell, while others are static and provide just the structure of the cell. The characteristics of these filaments from a molecular standpoint are intended to be a large feature of this chapter. Chapter 5 will be a basic discussion of the various organelles in the cell. The organelles consist of things like the nucleus, the nucleolus, the endoplasmic reticulum, the Golgi apparatus, the lysosomes, the ribosomes, and the peroxisomes. They work independently and together to create a metabolically active cell. How they work together will be covered in this chapter. Chapter 6 is intended to be a thorough discussion of gene expression and the translation of genetic material into active proteins. This is a complex process involving several organelles and various molecules. Each cell in the human body contains the entire human genome, but only a few genes are expressed at any given point in time. These genes get transcribed as the beginning step that ultimately leads to the translation of proteins. Chapter 7 will cover the basics of cell adhesion and the importance of the extracellular matrix. Cells must hold together to form a complete tissue and a complete organ. The connections between cells vary according to the tissue, and the extracellular matrix also varies depending on the type of tissue involved. The subject of intercellular signaling is the topic of Chapter 8. Cells must communicate with one another to function as a complete organ. This is all done on a molecular level and involves local cellular connections in some cases and things like hormones in other cases that deliver cellular messages over great distances. In this chapter, both local and distant intercellular communication will be discussed. Things like cell division, the cell cycle, and how these relate to cancerous cells are intended to be the major topic of Chapter 9. Cell division happens to nearly all cells of the body in a controlled way. However, in cancer cells, cell division doesn't have any stopgaps, and there are no mechanisms for the programmed cell death of these types of cells, making them very dangerous for the organism. Lastly, the 10th and concluding chapter of the course will involve a discussion of programmed cell death, which is also called apoptosis. It is a normal part of an organism's need to get rid of cells that have become damaged or have aged to a certain point in the organism's life. Autophagy is related to apoptosis, but involves the digestion of certain parts of the cell that are no longer needed. These parts of the cell are digested in an organized way with recycling of the components that get reused by the cell in an evolutionary, efficient way. Chapter 1, Introduction to Medical Cell Biology. Cell biology is the study of cells, how they function, how they divide, and how they communicate with each other. In this first chapter, the basics of molecular biology, cell biology, and the techniques used to study cells are discussed. Part of this course will also discuss the medical implications of cell biology, including diseases that originate from abnormalities of the cell. Molecular biology. Molecular biology is the study of the molecules involved in cell function. Molecules that participate in cell function are called biomolecules, which are biologically active and work together to make the cell function. Examples of biomolecules are DNA, RNA, proteins, lipids, and carbohydrates. Enzymes are biomolecules that have kinetic activity, which is used to drive biochemical reactions. Many diseases in the human body come from enzyme deficiencies that result in cellular structural and functional problems, leading to disease states that usually involve the entire body. Molecular biology does not exist in a vacuum, but its study is closely related to the study of the biochemistry of cells and the genetic functions of the cells. Without biochemistry and biochemical reactions, cellular functions would cease and cells would die. Without genetics, DNA and RNA would not exist, and the transcription of proteins and enzymes necessary for life would not happen. Researchers used ideas and techniques from both biochemistry and genetics to understand the molecular cell biology reactions that need to happen to have cellular life. Biochemistry as a discipline is the study of biologically active chemical substances and the vital reactions that occur in living organisms. The role of biomolecules such as enzymes, proteins, phospholipids, and genetic molecules are a big part of what